Praise the Lord. For a season, the Lord has given me a word for the church, and which borders on the ministry of the body, the ministry of Christ in his body. And in MIS, we have shared it. We have shared the first part, shared the second part. And I think this is the third part. However, this third part may not be exhaustive here because of time constraints. Praise God. So we are going to take the essential parts that the Spirit of God is laying on my heart. Areas that he wants us to look into and address, and which is momentous, and which is also applicable to the various fellowships. Praise God. So we need to keep in touch, maybe with MIS Fellowship, when the full thing is done, so that you can get a copy of it. Praise God. So we'll be looking at the ministry of Christ in his body. And we're taking our text from Revelation chapters 2 and 3. Revelation 2 and 3. Now, I just want to do a quick summary. A quick summary of the two chapters. Not a summary in telling you the things that are there, but kind of a synopsis. Now, the ministry the two chapters has four areas that it addresses. It was written to the seven churches: the church in Ephesus, the church in Pergamos, the church in Smyrna, the church in Thyatira, the church in Sardis, the church in Philadelphia, and the church in Laodicea. Now, when God is speaking about churches, there are two things I believe God has in mind. One is that he's addressing the individual or individuals that made up the church. He's also addressing this church. And finally, he's also addressing the church in particular dispensations of his purpose and of his will and of all that he desires the church to be. Praise God. Are we together? Are you hearing me? Good. So, when he's talking, there are three areas that he's looking at. He's talking to the individual, because it's the individual. The church does not exist in a vacuum. He's talking to the individual that made up the body. That is what the scripture says. That we are each member of what? Another. Praise God. So he's talking to the individual. He's also, because the individual is the individual that makes up the body of Christ, that makes up the church. He's also talking to the church in general. And finally, he's talking to the church in each dispensation. Am I clear on that? Praise God. So we'll try and see how we can tie all that together to be able to get what God is saying. However, like I said, we have time constraints, so we may not go into all that. But as we are going, we'll try and see if we can specify them and highlight them and also help.